Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back, everybody, to a bonus episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. And I just want to say, like, it's bonus. Like, I feel like you have to say bonus. Like, bonus! Like, it's a fun...
Honestly, I'm going to work on that.
I'm excited for this one because I feel like we haven't done... We haven't talked about, like, I feel like so many documentaries and stuff like that have come out.
So many.
In quarantine. And we haven't really been able to touch on them because there's just been so much, like, full-on crime going on.
Yeah. I'm still mad I spent 8 hours watching that Argentinian documentary. Okay, reading that documentary.
I know.
We didn't talk about it for that long because I had a lot more to say.
I had a lot to say, too. We need to do full justice on that one.
That's
mainly because
true.
I also want to know, I feel like not a lot of people are talking about it and I want more people to talk about it because it's really interesting.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about today. Today, we're going to talk about Murder on Middle Beach.
Boom, boom.
Also, we're only going to like talk about our thoughts on it. So if you haven't watched it, go watch it on HBO Max. It's all out there now. And otherwise, you're not going to know what we're talking about.
Yes, that's a good premise before any reviews come in. This is not a recap on the, this is not an episode about the murder. It's a, we're talking about the documentary about the murder.
Yeah, I did learn. I mean, I had never heard of this murder before, though.
I haven't either. And also I need, before we get into it, I have a bone to pick with HBO. And I don't know if, I feel, I went on Twitter and I told Sarah this and I feel,
oh
like
my God,
I wonder,
this is so funny.
If anybody listening had the same issue as me, that the first episode, it's since been fixed, but the first episode for a while for me on Murder on Middle Beach was like the White Tower or something like that, which is like a
which
British...
I've heard is good.
Well, that's my thing. It was good, but it was this British show and it's also about a family. It's like about a family murder. And I was like, okay,
like the same thing.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, there's a house involved, check. And then I was like, but no one has talked about them having British accents in any reviews. Sarah has not brought that up. And I feel like she would let me know. But I was like, maybe they're like, it's in Connecticut. So maybe they're just rich and they sound British. Like I truly was trying to walk.
I truly wouldn't know.
Yeah, I would not know. And then it didn't work out until I was like, why do these actors look familiar? I'm like, why is it being like acted out? This is so weird. No one is talking. Then I Googled it. I was like, oh. But then I looked on Twitter and that happened to so many people.
That is so funny. Yeah. Meanwhile, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, who's British? Like, have I really just been texting the whole time?
And then I watched an episode and a half and then I was like, this definitely is not right.
That is so funny. So Murder on Middle Beach, it was like what, four episodes,
like 56 minutes each, which was like,
except for the last one that was an hour and a half. And I was like pretty mad because I started it at 10 o'clock at night when it went live. And then at like 11:15, I was like, all right, when is this shit ending? Like I have a bedtime that I'm already past.
I didn't know that I officially got to the age where I can't do 10 p.m. shows anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to like be in the mix in case there was some crazy like jinx like revelation. Spoiler alert, there wasn't. And honestly, like I think the last 10 minutes, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to bed. And I just finished it in the morning. Because I was like, this is annoying. They should have warned me it was going to be an hour and a half.
An hour and a half with no true ending. I think that's the thing, because I love, well, I mean, I kind of overall, I really did like the documentary because I thought it was well done. And I thought it was really cool.
Same.
I don't think it has happened a lot where someone who was like kind of involved in the sense of like, it was like the guy who made the Madison,
yeah,
his mother died. So it was murdered. So he was like doing all the interviews and stuff like that. And I thought that was such a cool, not cool, but like a very interesting way to tell the story, because all these people he's talking to, he knows, and then also,
yeah,
they know him. So it was so many layers, and also like the cuts to like the him and like the chat, like
the home videos.
Oh
yeah, I thought it was interesting that he was doing it, and then I was kind of like, is that unethical? I have no idea, I'm not a journalist, but I thought it was, I mean, it was pretty cool, but like, I don't know. It's got to be rough to like pretty much just expose your entire family like that.
Well, that's the thing where I was like, oh shit, ep two. I'm like, cause like the first episode, I feel like I was like, oh my God, this poor mom. I still think that, but I was like, oh, this poor mom. And then like the rest of the episode or the rest of the season kind of unpack more about what she did that maybe makes it less of like more of a murky murder where like you, there's a lot of different potential people who could
have
done it.
And I feel like they're pretty much all the family. So it's just like, all right, you know, here's the case for Aunt Jill. Here's the case for Aunt Conway. Here's the case for my own dad. Like he, not trapped because that's, he tricked his own dad like so many times into recording him. And I was like, that is a ballsy move. And I respect it, especially for like my entertainment value as a viewer. But like, damn, you just nuked that relationship with your dad, I imagine.
Well, that's what I want to know, like what he thinks when this, if he's like watched this and like when it comes out, it's like you are taping us having.
Oh, he's not watching it.
No.
You know he's pissed.
And then I also love too that I'm like, what are these cuts of like, why were we just like watching him in his underwear put on a mic? When I'm like, you just put that on over your shirt.
That's so funny. Maybe just for the ladies, because we got a couple DMs like, wait, but we all agree that Madison is hot, right?
Oh, facts. But then also it was so funny when he just like included his, I think he knew that that was going to come. That's why there was like that 5 minutes where he just like gave that one girl the cry on like my girlfriend. And everyone's like, who are you?
I was like, fuck.
She was like moving a pillow in the background. You're like, okay, well, I got mixed signals.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think my favorite episode obviously was the pyramid scheme one.
Yes.
That was when I started to be like, okay, maybe like someone outside the family could have done it. And then they kind of just, the gifting circles weren't relevant at all, I don't think, but it was just like really interesting color that I enjoyed.
Yeah, well, also because because I've never heard of that as a concept. I mean, I've heard of it as like a standard pyramid scheme, MLM, but never the gifting scheme, Connecticut thing, and it coming around right around like when the stock market was crashing and everything, so why so many people were doing it.
Oh, yeah. And
it was crazy how like these, like all these ladies were the head honchos on it.
I know, feminism.
Girl bosses, well, every one of them.
We actually did have someone in our DMs at NATC Pod, and I'm so sorry because once you open a DM, it's just lost to the universe. I'll never find it again. But she grew up or lived in the same town and was saying that that like everyone kind of knew about the gifting circles, like because it's a small town, like everyone knew what was going on. She also said that the police were like idiots. So that's the local perspective.
Well, that's what's so funny. Cause even I forget which one of his sisters said, but like that, like when you would just see like 9 cars outside of a house, like, well, that's a gifting circle going on. And you're like, what is going on? And then like that, all these women would just have like wads of cash in safes in their home.
Yeah.
So, and who,
I feel like also every episode that we've done in the past like month has just come back to pyramid schemes in one way or another. This is like the book thing. Just if you replace the money with books, and the same thing with the secret sisters, it's like, you're not just like getting a group of like with the books thing, it's not like, oh, you're getting a list of 10 people in your group and you're sending books to person A, and then like, and it doesn't like go in a closed loop. It's like, you have to keep recruiting people to bump you up the spot in the list. And that's why it's a pyramid scheme and not just like a fun friend book exchange. So this one was like crazy because I was just like, how do people expect money, like thousands of dollars, to just come out of thin air? Like, it's got to come from somebody.
That's what was so insane, because like at first I feel like the way the Madison did the documentary was like kind of like how the women were talking to themselves, just being like, oh no, we're just a group that gets together, you know, we give each other money and here's that, we're just helping
empowerment.
Other out, yeah, empowerment. And then cut to, it's like, no, like get a second mortgage, sell your car, steal jewelry to sell. And then you're kind of like, oh my God, this is so intense.
Yeah.
And that's when I kind of got to, and we'll get into some theories, but that's where I was like, well, does it get intense that the person, his mom, Barbara was getting everybody from, was like a lot of people from AA and things like that. And people that like, she didn't really like know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and also just like peddling a pyramid scheme to recovering addicts is so bad.
It's so bad. And I'm like, honey, does this guy to break a few of those 12 steps you are learning?
Right. About. I'm like, that's like showing up to the AA meeting with cocaine. Like, come on.
Truly. And then also it's like, you're like, yeah, she's like, it's like an abuse of these people that are struggling through an addiction.
Yeah.
And then instead of like helping them, you're being like, no, join this thing. And you're like, this isn't what they need right now. But it's what, of course, also, I feel like at that time, like the sell of it when, because Madison was like, pitch it to me like you would pitch one of the women. And I'm like, the sale works for someone like who's not well-versed in pyramid scheme mindset.
Yeah. I mean, anyone who just wants basically free money. I mean, it's not free because it's at the expense of scamming someone else.
Yeah.
But I totally get why it would catch on.
It's great. And so what, after watching, who do you feel did it? Or do you have any theories?
The dad, if he didn't do it himself, I definitely think he just hired someone to do it because there's so many reasons. Where do I start? I think the first one being like the fact that every time he's asked directly, he never says, I didn't have anything to do with it. He says, I wasn't there. They had no evidence. They couldn't prove anything. It's like, okay, but did you have anything to do with it? If you didn't, it should be a pretty straightforward question to answer.
That's true.
He always dodges it. And that is so suspicious to me.
He always dodges it and he never talks to anybody about it. And then it was so weird too that I'm like, well, there's like male DNA of their family on her fingernails. What's that about? What's your excuse for that, sir?
Yeah, I don't know. And I also felt like the fact that he would always just... like he was just a bad manipulator. Like Madison would be like, all right, well, I have all these businesses registered in your name. Like, what's that about? And he would just be like, that's made up. That's fake. And it's like, okay, like that's your best excuse.
He's a very big deflector, it seemed like, and kind of just been like, and I mean, like that was sort of like, I feel like his entire life has just been like, give me my money. It does not matter.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What did you think? I kind of thought it was so weird out of left field where that woman was like, well, there's a random person in a ski mask in the backyard. I was like,
oh, yeah. Well, that's why I kind of wondered if the dad had hired someone to carry out the murder. And then once he saw that someone else was over, then they came back the next day.
That I could see that. I was a little, what were you suspicious at all? What, the sister?
Honestly, no, I wasn't because I don't know why. I was just like, she's young and it didn't make sense. I was hella suspicious of the aunt, though. Conway, like, what is that woman's deal?
When she was like, oh, I was gonna hire a hitman to kill all of you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, should you be saying that on a documentary about a murder investigation?
That's what was funny. I was like, oh, this girl got nothing to lose. And maybe that proves her innocence because she's like, no, I'm saying this out here.
I mean, okay, on the one hand, I do feel like Conway is just way too messy to have gotten away with a murder for this long.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the way that she was gunning for Allie was like pretty vile and also very suspicious.
Well,
because did you catch that comment in the last episode where she was basically saying like, even as a baby, I hated her because she needed your mom. And it's like, that's what babies do. What do you mean, ma'am?
She really had Allie out as an enemy because it was like that. And then also when she was like, no, I swear when we walked, then when they hugged her, when she hugged Madison on the beach, I think your sister did something with this. I don't know what, but she did it because she walked in and said like the purse was a crime scene or something.
It's so sketchy. Like, why are you gunning for a child? Like, that is really inappropriate to me.
It is, especially a child who's like going through like this traumatic loss and has had like a rough life.
Right. And we're not even talking about like a budding sociopath child. Like, you're talking about a child who was like probably abused, but ultimately like did smart, did well in school, like, you know, and ends up like having this completely mature outlook on everything and getting married and just like having a happy life. Like, It was bizarre. I was like, I think the lady doth protest too much.
Mm-hmm. Or she's trying so hard to throw anybody off her scent, not only in a way that not even in like a thing that she thinks she did it, but just like for the documentary's sake, she's like, I want everyone in this documentary. I want all the people watching this documentary to not like Allie as much as I don't like Allie.
Yeah, I didn't. It was so, I don't know. That was just so weird to me. Like, why do you have so much hatred for your own niece?
It was a lot. It was a lot of that. And then also Jill, our girl Jill, who's like, she really thought that gifting table was God's gift to the earth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was for a while.
It was,
hey,
yeah.
If I put hundreds in a balloon and like popped it.
That was my favorite, that they were like having all these. I'm like, y'all should just have like just started Venmoing each other. I guess this was before Venmo.
Way before Venmo. Where I would have like, just taken my money and run. I wouldn't have gone to start other circles elsewhere.
Oh, no. And that's why I'm like, they're getting drunk. And I'm like, this is just like, I guess this is what happens in Connecticut. People just have money. Well, that was the thing. Not everybody had the money lying around. But I'm like, I have to go after work with $5,000 to go sit somewhere. I'm like, I'm not doing that at all.
Yeah, no. I don't even have $5,000.
Oh,
so
no.
They wouldn't want me.
Well, that was my favorite when Barbara's bringing people on. She's like, she doesn't have the money. She can't do it. It's like, doesn't no one? Isn't that why so many people are stealing shit to get in this group?
That's true. Wait, so who do you think did it?
I kind of, because the dad is really sketchy. I was torn between the dad or someone who was burned by the gifting circle. Someone hired someone to do this.
I could see that.
Because I feel like, especially because people knew that the desserts had a lot of money saved in their house. So I feel like that probably got around. And
yeah.
Then someone's like, well, I'm fucking tired of this. They keep screwing me over. She's got $80,000 in her safe. Let's go get this type of thing.
That's true.
And then also the fact that like, that what Jill said, that her murder is kind of what set the fuel to all the arrests and the exposing of it.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that was kind of a thing where you're like, you know what? We're getting this money and we're burning all this shit up because screw you all.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. The one hole in my theory is that if a hitman did it, it was a very so amateur of a murder and very bizarre, like how this person covered Barb with like those couch cushions from outside.
Did not get that at all.
Yeah, that's why I was like, maybe it wasn't a professional, maybe someone in the family did do it, because I don't know what professional is doing that. Get your money back.
And I also
not conspicuous.
And I feel like to a professional wouldn't have it like 18 times, like so many stabs too. They would just be like kind of like in and out type of situation.
I don't know about that, but yeah. Probably in and out. Or like, well, I was talking about this with my friend, how we talked about Barbara Cogan, how she had someone literally just shoot her husband in broad day. Like not subtle at all.
That is true.
I don't know.
It's weird. And then it's that whole weird thing too, where I'm just like, oh, this is like some Connecticut, like we're bordering Stepford energy too, of like, what is going on here?
It was weird Stepford energy because they spent a while painting them as the perfect couple. And you're like, wait a second. Both of these people are like low key fraudsters.
That's the thing.
Like Jeff more so than Barb, but also Barb for sure.
Yeah. And that was kind of the crazy part too, where I was like, oh my God, this Madison kid is letting it all out on the table, which I mean, is kind of like not freeing for him, but probably like he wanted to do this documentary. And he's sort of just like, well, why are these secrets? Everything comes out. So why not just like,
I know. Well, that's what I wonder, because it's like, you literally accused pretty much every single member of your family of this. At one point, like the dad, both aunts, his own sister, like, you know, it's just, I don't know. That's going to be an awkward Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I would pay to attend.
Oh, I would. I hope he's live streaming that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Live stream your Christmas. But also it's like, I was waiting for someone to be like, well, Madison, what about you? You know what I mean?
I know they did sort of allude to it. They alluded to him like having some like alcohol issues in what seemed like maybe high school.
Yeah.
But when he didn't super go into it.
When it was just like a picture of him smoking a cigarette, and I was like, okay, this is your trauma, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be the craziest twist ever if he did it. But
I don't think
that would be insane.
Yeah, that would be a moment.
Yeah, that would be a moment. I feel like there's definitely going to be a season two.
Ooh, do you think so?
Yeah, because right at the end of it, they got all the Freedom of Information Act requests. Right. Like they got all those files. So I think that there's going to be a season two, because now they have a lot of stuff to work with.
That is true, because there's all that new content. You know what? I'd watch it because I'm like captivated and interested too. And I feel like HBO is really big also on having things being docuseries and miniseries that are only supposed to be like one season and then they go on for forever, like Big Little Lies and like The Undoing.
Oh, yeah, totally. The Undoing. I just thought it was hilarious how surprised the police were when he kept taping them in their secret meetings. They were like, how did you do that? And he was like, my phone.
My God. And also, it's, I was laughing so much, too, because I'm like, you know, he's doing a documentary.
Right. You really think that he's just going to be like, okay, you said I couldn't film it. So,
yeah, like that's sort of what his MO is, and like to get answers, and also rightfully so, because he's like, why is no one giving me any answers anywhere else?
Yeah, I thought it was so funny how boneheaded they all seemed.
I love too that he entered every single place. He entered like the police station so much, and also like like legal places, just like with a coffee, like, hey, I'm like, that's my move. That's a power move.
Oh yeah, with an iced coffee, being like, the husband did it.
I mean, he really did think that husband did it. So,
I mean, I don't not think that.
I'm with you, Madison. Madison, if you're listening, we hear you.
Yeah, I do hope that there is a second season, or I mean, just like more answers, more info.
I guess it would maybe be like the second, in lieu of a second season, maybe just one long, like kind of like the last episode, an hour and a half thing of like what they've learned from the research, if they did learn anything.
Yeah. I mean, they have to learn something.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I think, yeah. So I would take another episode. I'll take anything.
Yeah, I'll do. I'm desperate for content, so.
Desperate for content. So desperate.
Yeah, well, I feel at the end where I'm like, I thought this was one of the more refreshing docs that I've seen lately. And I think it was because unlike there was social media involved, but it was, and like home videos. But I don't know why it felt more because it came from the person who was in them. It kind of felt more like, I felt very like, not pure watching it, but kind of, I'm like, oh my God, this is a very, like, we're learning a lot more. And like, it really made it more open, I feel like, watching it versus a documentary just of someone who's removed from the suspect. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing down the line, but yeah.
Yeah. The home videos were like weird to watch because it's like, oh, it's this seemingly normal family who is fucked up on every side. Like that whole family was so fucked up beyond belief.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like
it made me like sad for, I mean, just for the kids.
Yeah. And I feel like, well, once you dig in any backyard of a house, you get some bones.
I mean, that's true. But like, but that one entire really side was alcoholics. The dad is like this gigantic fraudster, allegedly. The mom was also like running pyramid schemes. Like they were all both allegedly abusive. Like it.
Right. And aunt tried to hire a hitman. There was a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about the hitman. There was just so much going on that I'm like, I can't imagine many more fucked up families.
Oh yeah. They take the cake there. They seemingly take the cake. If you think your family is more fucked up, we're sorry, but also let us know. But also let us know who you think did this, what your theories were, and if you liked it too. Put in the,
I do feel like the three theories, like, because I put up a poll, NITC pod. I mean, the theories are basically like the dad or the dad hired someone, Conway. Some people think Jill did it. I don't really think Jill did it.
She seemed pretty
forthcoming and honest. And then Allie, but that kind of got debunked in the last episode. Although, like, part of me is like, are you really holding on to attendance records from 2010? It seemed like a bit of like a deus ex machina. Like, oh, you know, you just had this the whole time and you miraculously found it. And like, no one ever thought to confirm this.
That was weird to me too, where it's, because that's the thing. It's like, what were you waiting for with these?
Yeah. Like, why wasn't that shared sooner?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't think Allie had anything to do with it anyway, but it was just interesting that they had these attendance records for 10 years.
And they were just like, oh, here you go, in case you wanted it. I know, it was interesting.
Right?
Was
like, weird. I don't even have my tax returns from 2 years ago.
I don't even know where my phone is right now. So.
Don't call me on that. Yeah, right? I don't know. But it was a fun watch. I think I want to watch the Gifting Circle one again.
Oh, yeah. And I was kind of like, I'll take more content on that, too. I'm into, I want like a, or maybe that'll be what we unpack. We'll unpack that on episode.
Ooh, that could be interesting.
I'll do that.
That could be fun.
A Christmas gifting circle. Boom. Yes.
Boom. Well, I don't know. I think that's kind of it. Guys, DM us your theories, NITC pod.
post, join the Facebook group, Not Another True Crime group, and also post in there. And also, if anybody, just post photos of Madison too, worst case.
Oh my God. Yeah. I got some serious Zac Efron vibes. I don't think I'm the only one.
Yeah, I think so too. I kind of got like Zac Efron if he was like at like a local community theater High School Musical.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, well, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been a very fun bonus episode. Wait, what do I, how do I say it?
Bonus.
There we go. And we will talk to you next time.
Betches.